This minute from Elgin's History is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 26, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. Contracts are signed for a fireman's carnival slated for early June. There will be strict adherence to the no gambling rule of state's attorney Abbott. The carnival will be Kennedy Shows Productions. Last year, the proceeds from the carnival appearance went to the tornado relief run. This year's fireman's pension will be the recipient of the show's proceeds. The identity of a man shot earlier in the month by Officer Frank Vollman as the victim ran from the burglarized Emmerich home. The victim is John Reed, alias John Lester. Confirmation of the identity was made by Aurora Police, who contacted police in Hammond, Indiana. Reed and robbery accomplices John Lotzer and Alex Santez escaped from the Hammond jail before starting a string of robberies in Aurora and then moving to Elgin. Lotzer was apprehended on the scene of the Emmerich home burglary, and Santez remains at large. Fire hydrants in the downtown Elgin area will get a bright, now it's red color. Fire Marshal William Habel is changing the color from orange to red, better to attract the attention of motorists who park too close to the hydrants. He said the bright red will no longer allow for the "I didn't see it" excuse offered by those who illegally park. In addition, spaces before hydrants will be marked to indicate no parking is allowed. Lieutenant, Domenico DeLumbo will apparently one-up the knight in shining armor who carried away the young damsel on his charging steed. DeLumbo carried his bride, Marie Antoinette, away on the wings of an airplane after the couple's wedding at the Elgin City Hall. DeLumbo flew the plane, recently sold by Jack Stewart and the Ebel brothers, to its new location in Lake Geneva. The DeLumbos will make their home in Algonquin. Those were the headline news stories of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the World Wide Web at www.elginhistory.org.